Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. It's up, it's up. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Doug Gottlieb. You know, our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for fast, free shipping, free roadhouse protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of the best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Yokohama Avid Ascend LX. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, suspension, just to name a few. Everything you need to elevate your drive, simply go to TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, it's the way tire buying should be.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the Doug Gottlieb Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday, 3 to 6 Eastern, 12 to 3 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Doug Gottlieb Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Fox Sports Radio, woo! Covino and Rich. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We'll be back next week and every Sunday night. Thank you. I want to thank Jason, Ramos, Monsi. What a team, what a team.
What a crew.
Steve Covino, Rich Davis, and our number, 877-99-ON-FOX, 877-99-ON-FOX. Hey, Rich, I know you want to talk about Charles Barkley, but I got to wrap up this GOAT conversation, like forgotten people and things that should be in the conversation, because I just thought of another one. As a fight fan, you ask any fight fan, you know, who's the GOAT? Most people are going to say Ali or Mike Tyson. Right or wrong?
Yeah.
You know who's always left out?
Trevor Burbick.
No, not. No, King Hippo.
Don Flamenco.
Yeah. The answer is Don Flamenco, everybody.
You never mention Von Kaiser, nobody, and I always want you to.
Nobody ever mentions Soto Popinski.
No, you ain't kidding. Super Macho Man never brought
up. No, but you know what? I'm glad you brought up those names because...
Glath Joe.
Everybody thinks that, you know, Mike Tyson was so ferocious. Mike Tyson, because he had the game, it was invincible, right?
But... when I have clandestine conversations about boxing,
yeah.
When you really think about it, dude, Lennox Lewis doesn't get the props he deserves.
You're right.
And please let me explain why real quick.
He was tucked in between the Tyson years and the boring Klitschko years. So there's like this little weird... Lennox Lewis is in this pocket of like forgotten heavyweight dominance.
And that's probably why. But if someone said to me, yeah, Lennox Lewis is the GOAT, I'd say, oh. You know what? You might have a point.
You'd pull Tim Allen?
Who was left out of the movie, by the way.
I know.
Yeah. So, he was 41-2. He lost to Oliver McCall and Haseem Rahman, right? But guess what? Everybody he lost to, he beat. So, he...
he must growl. His name is Rahman.
Rahman!
Oh, I'm sorry, Rahman.
Besides me, yeah. Who rocks harder than that guy? So... Yeah. Evander Holyfield, he had a draw against, but beat him. So everybody he lost, he eventually beat.
Okay. I'll throw Lennox Lewis on the
By
list.
The way, he also beat Mike Tyson, knocked him out.
Yeah.
Right? Again,
yeah, I just didn't have the fighting spirit. I just wasn't the same at the time.
I get all that. He also beat Klitschko. He beat Vitaly Klitschko. Ooh. So, I mean, Lennox Lewis, he's often forgotten in that conversation.
All right, let me put it out. Lennox Lewis, Tim Duncan, Mike Myers, Steph Curry, guys that should always be in the conversation and something to talk about with your wife or your buddies later. Who do you think often gets left out of the conversations in their category? All right. Before we get to this Charles Barkley thing, I thought there was one other thing I wanted to bring up. Now you got me. Oh, Robert Horry. That's what I wanted to bring up. I don't think he should be in the GOAT conversation, but isn't there something to be said? I was talking to my next door neighbor who, you ever have those conversations? You have a new neighbor.
Poor guy.
And
he just wanted to take his trash out and he got caught up in a conversation with you.
How's it going, Mr. Lovejoy?
How you doing, Richie? I'm just bringing out the trash.
By the way, I'm thinking about Robert Horry.
Yeah, I'm just,
it's time recycling
time for dinner, and I'll see you later.
Real quick.
You ever think about the number of championships Robert Horry has had? We came up because him and I were like, hey, you watch the NBA Finals last night? And I'm like, yep, that's four for Steph. You know, he could win a couple more. And it turns into...
Not only that, big moments, big shot Bobby.
Yeah, and it turns into, well, Jordan has six, LeBron, Steph, there's a few guys stuck on four, Magic and Kobe, some of those guys had five. Shaq had, what, four? Shaq had the three with Kobe and then one with the Heat, right? So Shaq had four, if I'm remembering correctly. Robert Horry, seven.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Two with the Rockets with the Hakeem Olajuwon team, three with the Lakers, and then two with the Spurs. And I'm not saying he's the greatest, but talk about a career where he just got to play. He got to play on three dynasties.
It's very
Isn't
magical.
That wild
career.
When you think
yeah,
of like
a
three?
Very magical, like kind of, I don't want to say like Forrest Gumpy, but you know how Forrest Gump just was in the right place, right time.
Yeah,
all the
I mean, there's something to be said about his skill set and, you know, the big shots he provided, but
of course.
The fact that he could. Look back and be like, there I am celebrating with Hakeem Olajuwon back-to-back for Houston.
Magical.
Oh, yeah. I also won with the Lakers when they were dominating. Oh, and by the way, I also played under Popovich with Duncan. And it's wild to think what a cool career Robert Horry has had.
He's a winner.
I mean, Jason, think about that. There's guys that have played against all great teams and won. He's played on three... Like, very notable franchises.
When you lay it out, it sounds very impressive. And, you know, over the past few weeks, we've been talking about, like, Steve Kerr's playing career.
Yeah.
Oh, my God,
you know,
yeah.
He played in one rings with Jordan.
Winner.
He played for Popovich and won rings there. That was impressive. But I just thought about this last night. Maybe Jock Peterson is the Robert Horry of baseball. You
yes!
know, they just gave him a ring last night in Atlanta.
Cool.
He's
yeah.
won two straight rings.
I know.
I don't think the Giants are going to win anytime soon, so they got to trade him away probably. Mm-hmm. But Jock Peterson, there's another guy that's putting together a pretty good championship resume.
It's wild to think about Steve Kerr. I'm glad you brought him up because I saw a stat that, what, over the last like 25, 30 years, 33% of the NBA titles won Steve Kerr was part of as a player or coach.
I mean, wow. I don't want to state the obvious too, but like we were talking about since Winning Time was such a big deal in the past few months on HBO Max, like when you look at Pat Riley and how he won on every level, that's also impressive too. He won as a player. He won as an assistant coach. A head coach. He won like on every level possible.
And I know there's fiction thrown in with the facts in that show, but we loved Winning Time. Covino and I both talked about how we thought it was fantastic. To think if there is legitimacy as to how hard Pat Riley worked to get to where he was, like that show makes it seem like he hustled his ass off to find a way into that organization's coaching.
It's impressive.
Yeah.
And it goes back to something we discovered just the other day too, like Chris Bryant, the baseball player. He won like every like major accolade that he could have possibly
Along
won
the way.
In one year.
He won.
And people forget sometimes.
Yeah,
like, wow, that's impressive.
Chris Bryant, who's a shell of what he was, unfortunately, but we all are at one point, right? But he was, I believe, college baseball player of the year.
I think he was like high school player of the year.
Oh yeah, I think he was high school player of the year, college baseball player of the year, Rookie of the Year, and then the next year he was MVP and won a World Series. Like, we're talking about a span of like 4 years or so in a row where Chris Bryant was living the life.
It's amazing.
So
yeah, Robert Horry.
Some champions, you know, out there, man. Some champions. Now, I want to talk about generational criticism. Now, you see this a lot now, more than ever before. I was talking to Jason, who seems like he knows a hell of a lot. Doug Gottlieb, very lucky man to have...
Who knows more, Jason or your neighbor?
I'm just bringing out my recycling. Wife has dinner on the table. Gotta go.
Yeah, I don't know much about Robert Horry, Rich, but yeah, have a good one.
That's my favorite part of your impression of his neighbor, is that the neighbor was giving him the obvious out cues, and there are just those people in Wife who don't take those obvious
out cues.
I'm glad he picked up on it. Yeah,
I don't. I'm terrible at it. Wife's got dinner on the table. Hey, did you see Max Scherzer's coming back next week? Dinner's getting cold. Yeah, what do you think when him and Jacob deGrom are together? I'm terrible. I'm bad. I'll get better at the cues, I promise. But when we were kids, right, if you grew up in the 80s or 90s, you never really saw, like, here's Johnny Unitas' take on Joe Montana. Yeah, I think Joe is a hell of a player. You never saw, hey, give me a good baseball. We're going to check in with Mickey Mantle to see how he feels about, Don Mattingly.
I'm sure they were asked in interviews. Like, I could clearly recall Arsenio asking Muhammad Ali who would win in a fight if he were to fight Mike Tyson. You know what I mean? Like, who's the GOAT? Who's the greatest? Like, I'm sure they were asked in interviews, but you're right. They didn't have the platform, and they weren't voicing their opinion.
Hey,
that way.
Tom Seaver, tell us your thoughts on Clemens and Gooden. You didn't get that.
Or they handled it in a different way, in a respectful sort of way.
Maybe out here in L.A., I don't know, Koufax just got a statue, right?
Yeah.
Was there a lot of like, hey, Sandy, what do you think about Fernando Valenzuela? What do you think about Kershaw? I don't think there was ever, like, the criticism you see from, and I'm leaning towards the NBA, because I feel like the NBA, there's so much good drama, but it's because everyone loves to talk crap.
Yeah.
Ramos, do you have the clip of Charles Barkley?
It's easier than ever to talk crap nowadays. People have, you know, social media, their own podcasts.
This is Sir Charles on ESPN. Take a listen.
Before KD gets that great respect from all the old heads, he's going to have to win a championship as the bus driver. Listen, he joined that team had already won a championship, so no disrespect. That's just a fact. The old guys like myself, hey, KD's an all-time hell of a player, but until he is the guy on a championship team, we're not going to ever give him the respect that he probably deserves. And that's just the way it is. And like I say, the game hasn't changed. Kobe said it. LeBron said it. And so we're going to hold him to the same high standards. Kevin Durant, one of the best players we've ever had. But when he's been the leader of a team, when he has to lead a group of men, he has not been able to finish the journey. And listen, no disrespect, we're going to always hold that against him.
Well, and it's true.
No disrespect. It's like when someone goes, hey, no offense, you look fat. No disrespect. Kevin Durant responded by saying, all this poop, I can't say that word on Fox, all this S is nasty. Another terrible analogy from a hating old head that can't accept that we're making more bread than them. And then you're thinking to yourself, well, Does it come across?
It comes down to the bread they're making. I don't think it comes down to that. I'm sure
You don't think Barkley would have liked to make $40 million a year?
Sure. But, you know, hey, Barkley, is he the one that should be saying these things is the question. I mean, Michael Jordan got in his way.
And I said to Jason off the air a minute ago, I said, what about when they have these NBA honors and these... You know, I'm sure they do stuff with kids and, you know, they have appearances where they bump into each other. You think Kevin Durant wants a small talk with Charles Barkley after that? Do you think when they're all being honored, like, here's your 75 NBA best, like, you think Kevin Durant's bro-hugging the old heads that are making fun of him?
Awkward burgers are served, as you say.
What's the pass-around food?
But unfortunately...
Awkward burgers.
Yeah. The Golden State Warriors winning this year, you know, created that narrative even more for Kevin Durant. So that didn't help his place in NBA history.
Ramos, what do you think, man?
You know where you don't hear this? Movie stars. Movie stars never criticize each other. You'll never hear like some guy from the 80s or something like that say, you know, this Tom Cruise guy, he's horrible.
Yeah, I mean, you'll never hear, yeah, you're right. You won't hear De Niro say,
nope.
Hey, this young guy playing in a mobster movie, he's not, you know, he's no me or Pacino. Like,
that's
you don't
right.
hear that. Yeah.
They love each other. They're always like, oh, these kids are great, man. These guys are stars. I love all these movies. This guy, oh, he's great in this movie, he's great in that movie. They just don't criticize
each
other.
You know what?
It's so true. It's a stroke fest.
You see that also in music, too. Even like Dave Grohl, who I love, Foo Fighters, talks about how he admires Billie Eilish and some of the young talent in music. Like, you're right. Music and acting in the arts, it's a stroke fest.
You know why, though, too? Because I just thought about it. Sports, NBA.
Yeah.
Even like hip-hop sometimes, because there's a lot of trash talk. It's a young man's game. So when these young guys are pushing out the old guys, there is a little level of competitiveness and resentment there. Like, we did it better than they did it.
Yeah, but you could say that about the things Ramos said. What's up, Jason?
But that seems like more of a fraternity. You know what I mean? There's still a place for old actors. There's no place for old athletes.
Oh, that's a good point.
That's
you're right. De Niro
can
still
what
make
I'm getting
move. Okay.
It's like De Niro still has a place in Hollywood.
So he could. I see what you're saying.
It's a young man's game.
You're saying Dave,
old men
Dave,
are out.
Dave Grohl could say Billie Eilish is the best young female rock star I've ever seen.
Yeah, Dave
because
Grohl's
Dave
still
Grohl's because he's still selling out the Staples Center.
That's my point.
Ooh,
yeah.
Interesting one.
I think it goes to one of the points you were making with me, Rich, in that these are people that understand what it's like to be at the highest level. So they are uncomfortable talking or criticizing someone who is playing at that high level, whether it be a music artist or an actor. You never see that. But to Barkley's point and how he basically portrayed, he said, for all the old heads to give him credit.
Yeah.
Like, he basically lumped everybody in. Like, Adrian Dantley and Alex English were like, wait, I don't feel that way, dude. Don't put me with all the old heads. But one day, it was up here in this building, Bill Walton came in to do the Jim Rome show. And at that time, Bill Walton was, like, killing guys on the air. He was like, worse than Barkley at the time. I remember that. And I actually asked him that question. I said, dude, when you run into these guys, like, out and about and stuff, don't they ever, like, you know, come up to you and confront you? And he said this, it's the exact thing. Jason, these are men battling for the ultimate prize. That was his answer.
Yeah, that's it. That's the
true story. True story.
I think of Joe Cool, Joe Montana, on his documentary, Cool Under Pressure. He talks about how when he tried to transition into the broadcast booth, the biggest problem he had was, how could I criticize guys that I played with or guys that are putting it all out there the way I did? I don't feel comfortable even saying, like, that's a bad tackle. Should have wrapped him. Oh, inaccurate pass. Like, because he knows what it felt like to throw an inaccurate pass, you know? So it's interesting.
And guys, I think that's why Peyton Manning has turned down a lot of those offers. I don't think he wants to criticize anybody. And the Manning cast he does with his brother, they really don't criticize it. They just go, oh, there's a turn left, turn quarter, right? Eli? Yeah, Eli's like, yeah, what a great throw that was. They don't really criticize anybody. They just kind of talk about what's happening. They interviewed a bunch of people.
You know, you're right. The Manning cast and all that, it's a lot of just funny. It's a lot of fun and, like, football insight. You're right. They're not saying, like, that guy really didn't battle for the extra yard for the first down. They're not criticizing. So, interesting. So, we'll take your thoughts next. 877-99 on Fox. Do current athletes now get way more criticism from the old heads, and how do you feel about it?
Yeah, the old heads have mustaches. Which brings us to the Dollar Shave Club. The Dollar Shave Club 6-blade razor brings noticeably smooth shaves with 6 stainless steel blades for swift hair removal and a lubricating strip that keeps things smooth.
Nice.
Dollar Shave Club razors are sold at dollarshaveclub.com or in stores.
More Covino and Rich next for Gottlieb.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Doug Gottlieb Show weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
We are the voice of NASCAR.
The green flag is in the air, and we are underway. The Great American Race.
The Motor Racing Network. NASCAR Cup, Xfinity, and Craftsman Truck Series Racing. Live on your hometown radio station and MRN or NASCAR.com. Martinsville, Talladega, the Chicago Street Course. We have the side-by-side action and last lap passes for the win.
Photo finishes. Ryan Blaney will win.
The voice of NASCAR. The Motor Racing Network.
Hey guys, I just found out from Rich's wife that this is how he enters the bedroom.
Oh, stop.
It's Covino and Rich in for Doug Gottlieb.
Edwin Diaz.
Very powerful.
The best closer entrance in all of baseball right now. And hey, the Mets got a good one tonight. They're in Houston, and the Mets are underdogs. Money line Minus 140 for Houston. So if you're a gambling man or woman, I don't know. Man, Mets got Williams pitching. Nah, I don't know if I'd take that. let's wait on Met wagers until DeGrom and Scherzer get back in the mix. So we got Bassett pitching maybe, or I don't know.
What's cool about
maybe
all these,
Cookie Carrasco?
These powerful horn sections and these new songs that are coming out. It's making me want to put down my guitar, because originally you picked up the guitar to get the ladies. Now if you really want to get the ladies, dust off your trumpet, everybody.
Ah, I'm gonna play some. I'm gonna play some flute, like a Lizzo song.
No, trumpet's back, man.
Trumpet, flute, saxophone.
Trumpet's back.
Who said being in bands was nerdy?
Right.
All right. Covino and Rich in for Gottlieb. Could I hit you guys up with an email? We get emails still. Like, well, it's not an email. It's a DM on Instagram, and it's sort of time sensitive. So, do you guys mind giving some advice to someone out there that's listening to Fox Sports Radio? We're like
people sliding into your DMs like Pete Rose head first.
Helmet flopping off.
Head first. We're at Covino and Rich, by the way, on social media, at Covino and Rich.
I wonder what Pete Rose feels about all these young guys wearing oven mitts on their hands when they're sliding. Back in my day.
Yeah, but you know what? Young players didn't, clap back the way they do today either.
I know.
I feel like there's a lot of disrespect from the young players when the older guys are just doing their job.
Yeah, I guess broadcasting and
I'm saying there's two
being
sides.
Being an analyst is the game that they're playing. Yeah.
To the previous story. You see a lot of these. And I think it's a weak comeback. Well, yeah, you're old, so it doesn't matter. Why? Why does it matter? They're talking about a different era.
Listen.
I don't like that perspective.
There's a guy that we've worked with that I love. But
I think you're going exactly where I was alluding to.
When I see our old pal, because I respect him. He's always been cool to us. Mad Dog Russo from Sirius XM. When I see him on First Take with Stephen A. and J.J. Redick.
Yeah, they dismiss his old guy opinion.
But he's talking about Bob Cousy. Bob Cousy, everybody! Bob
Cousy! Doesn't make it relevant. Just because...
Yeah, trying to tell me, Bob... Let me tell you right now, Bob Cousy! And Steph Curry? Imagine anyone in the NBA right now.
But he's talking about in that time.
I know.
What are young guys quick to do? Like, dismiss them because they're old. I don't think that's cool either. So it goes both ways. Back to the previous conversation, but go ahead, continue.
Joe Montana was my hero as a boy. He had a dad bod. You think Joe Montana would be physically ready to play in the NFL in 2022?
In his era, the guy was running things.
All right, well, let's get to this advice because this seems time sensitive. From Drew in Nashville, this might be the first advice segment on Fox Sports Radio in a long time.
Maybe ever.
He goes, Covino and Rich, love hearing you on Fox. Please address this and get some feedback. My wife plays co-ed softball for her firm. I love sports and admire her staying active. This morning she texted me saying she wouldn't be home for dinner because she was going to the batting cage with Jake and then meeting some coworkers for drinks. Now Jake is an associate at her law firm who I met at the Christmas party, and this guy is a typical player. She said they're just grabbing food and meeting more people. Love you, babe. And this is from Drew in Charlotte. He's like, do I just not say anything? Or would you be okay with your wife or girlfriend going to the batting cage and getting drinks with a guy on her co-ed softball team?
Right.
Well, you know the old saying.
What?
No.
There's a lot of old
sayings. Is it what's good for the goose is good for the gander? You know, how would she like it is my first question. Would it be okay if he was going to the batting cages with Wanda?
Wanda?
I'm taking it back to the Regal Beagle.
That's great. Okay, good. I don't know, Jason, what do you think, man? If your girl said, I'm going out for drinks into the batting cage for our co-ed softball team with Jake from work?
Yeah, it sounds like the way he describes Jake from work is the way Eddie Murphy described Dexter St. Jock when his wife went to the Caribbean island. I don't remember about that.
Yeah.
Because going to the cages implies that he's going to show her a couple things, you know, like maybe get behind her and be like, you need to position your feet.
Yeah. Like Happy Gilmore and Chips Peterson.
Yeah. It sounds like there's a lot more going on there. And then the drinks. Yeah. I would say this is a jealous guy at all.
Either am I, but this gave me, I'm not either.
Raise the flag.
Yeah. Oh, but how
she,
do you,
then, you know, just for, you know, devil's advocate, I'll be Keanu. But she is being honest. She's being forthright and honest.
But that seems like it's crossing the line. I'll be in Pacino, by the way.
Pacino.
Devil's advocate. So I mean, you can hit us up at Covino and Rich. I don't know what to tell this guy, but I thought it was an interesting one to bring up.
Read it to me again, though. Drew, I'm serious, because I feel like I had a few thoughts when you were reading it.
All right. This is from Drew in Charlotte.
Yeah.
It said, my wife plays co-ed softball for her firm.
Okay.
I love sports and admire that she stays active.
Right.
This morning, she texted him saying that she wouldn't be home for dinner. She'd run late because she was going to the batting cage with Jake and then meeting coworkers for drinks.
Jake
is the one associate he remembers from the Christmas party, sort of being like, the player type.
Yeah.
And
I hope his nickname isn't the snake.
So, again, if you were a non-jealous guy, a non-jealous woman, would you still be okay? Jason hit the nail on the head. The batting cage does require, like, let me adjust your stance.
You guys are making it worse.
Why? Monsi. I mean, it's all in the hips, Monsi.
I need to talk to this guy. I have questions. But John's making it worse, saying that he's going to help her adjust her swing. Yeah. It sounds to me like this guy and has never told his wife about his feelings towards Jake. That's his name, right? Jake.
Yeah, but you know what? That's always how it starts. I don't know.
I know. Why I know. This I kind of agree with what you're saying. Like, this seems like the beginning of something.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like, you look at any failed relationship I've been in, right? I feel like the seed was always planted that, you know, Chad did this, and like, who's Chad?
Oh, he's just the guy at
and
work.
Then, you know, she ends up with Chad, and it was there all along.
Yeah.
So, you know, again, she's bringing up Jake, and I'm not going to be home for dinner. Like, I would have been nice if I
been invited
known yesterday or been invited.
Right.
Right. Why can't I come and take a few hacks?
Let me just help you adjust your batting stance. You're going to have to, let me get your elbow. Oh, well, move your leg. Do you mind if I touch your leg?
Oh, stop.
Like, it's, come on. I know what Jake's game is.
Yeah, I think that's what he should say. He should be like, oh, great, I'll meet you.
It'd be really cool if has your husband ever helped you like this?
Oh, my God, no, he hasn't.
And by the way,
Jake's here to help.
Why isn't the husband invited to these things? Why aren't you invited to the drinks? And by the way, why aren't you on the co-ed softball team?
Maybe it's a work.
Yeah, maybe it's a work thing.
Okay, all right.
I'll be the first to say I play way too much softball. It's like I just love staying active with that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Co-ed teams. I'm like Charles Barkley speaking on behalf of all old heads. I'm speaking on behalf of every guy. When you play co-ed sports, your first thought is, ooh, are there going to be cute girls on this team? That is every guy's first thought. So if, and that's probably what Jake is thinking too.
I mean, I play co-ed volleyball and we go out for drinks a lot, but like,
Monty,
it's not.
Trying to tell me when you started that, you don't think the guys on your team are like, ooh, who's Monty?
Oh,
you don't think that? Come on, Monty.
They were checking her Instagram out immediately.
Look, she's successful. she's smart and talented and beautiful, works for Fox Sports. Oh, my God. Monty, come on.
Well, when I started playing co-ed was like 8 years ago, so I didn't have this job, but I get what you're saying. I don't like the text at all. I don't like it at all. He should feel uncomfortable, but he needs to say that, and he should just invite himself. Just show up.
It's the one-on-one nature of what's going on here. Then they're going out for drinks afterward. It feels like a slippery slope. You know, they're going to create little inside jokes. Then they're laughing about the batting cages at drinks later on.
Remember when that happened?
Oh, yeah, that was great. And then we ran out of tokens.
Oh, my God. Remember when your helmet fell off? How funny was that? Oh, my God.
Remember that one?
We ran out of tokens?
Oh, my God. That was our first struggle together.
Yeah, remember that?
Right, hold on. Dear.
You know, this just sounds dangerous. And again, coming from experience.
Dear
I can't tell you how many times the seed was planted. Sometimes I feel like it's a person, not necessarily a woman's. It's a person's way of planting a seed that they might not even be aware of. But like, hey, someone else is interested. Plant. Because so many times in my life, it was always that person that was brought up in these type of scenarios.
Yeah.
Here I am being the trusting guy because you don't want to overreact. Because sometimes when you overreact, you push them in the arms of that person. But... you know, I think it's something he should keep an eye on. That's the best advice I could give.
Monty, as you give us the update, hold on, let me write him. Dear Drew, Monty definitely says your wife is sleeping with Jake.
Or about to, and you should show up to dinner.
And
just show up.
And you should crash dinner, love Covino and Rich. Okay,
yep,
cool.
That's what it should be.
There you go. What's going on, Monty?
Listen, in the NFL, big news. Tight end Rob Gronkowski has decided to retire for the second time via social media. He is only 33 years old. Is he really retiring? That is up for debate. He did retire in 2018 because of injuries with the Patriots, but he came back, obviously, in 2020 with Tom Brady and the Bucks to win his fourth Super Bowl. Tony Busby, the attorney representing 24 women who are suing Deshaun Watson, has announced that 20 of those women have settled. The remaining four will go to trial.
My wife is playing flag football with Deshaun Watson. Are you okay with this? No? Okay.
Are you
no.
So
no, honey. I'm sorry. Go on.
So stupid.
I know.
In NBA news, Houston Rockets' John Wall has picked up his $47.4 million player option for the season that's coming up. The Rockets are still going to continue to seek out trade scenarios in the coming weeks, but they're expected to work with Wall on a contract buyout if a trade cannot be found or agreed on. Now, later today, we do have the Giants taking on the Braves at 7:20 p.m. Eastern time. That is our Discover Card Key matchup brought to you by Discover. If you're a valued customer, you deserve a simple gesture of appreciation from your credit card company, and that's why Discover matches all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year. Discover, exceptionally common sense. Learn more at discover.com/match. Limitations, they do apply. Now, in this game, Aaron Judge, who leads the majors with 25 homers, will not play. It just seems like it's a maintenance thing. Nothing big. He's just not going to play tonight. Just FYI for that. And obviously PGA, more news. Brooks Koepka has become the latest golfer to leave the PGA Tour for the LIV Golf Series. LIV Golf has now signed 8 of the top 50 players in the world. Why? Because money talks. Now, a quick word from Dollar Shave Club.
The Dollar Shave Club 6-blade razor brings noticeably smooth shaves with 6 stainless steel blades for swift hair removal and lubricating strip that keeps things smooth. Dollar Shave Club razors are sold at dollarshaveclub.com or in stores.
Thanks, Doug. Back to you guys.
Thanks, Monsi. Monsi definitely thinks that this guy's in trouble, huh?
Yeah, I'm still thinking about that. You got to put yourself in Drew's Shoes. Yeah. Shoes. I imagine he wears Crocs, because what type of man would put up with that?
It's true.
Honey, I'm going out with another guy tonight. Batting cages, drinks. Later.
Ooh.
It's like, but I cooked, honey. Yeah.
Sorry.
It's a tough one. That's how trolls. And it's a shame that, people can be friends. But that's also how things start.
Yeah, no, it's dangerous. It's dangerous.
Right? Thank you, Drew, for hitting us up. You can chime in at Covino and Rich. We're Covino and Rich in for Doug Gottlieb, Fox Sports Radio. Appreciate you hanging out with us today. Hope you're having a good one.
Taking a peek at the All-Star voting so far. You know what? Baseball has so many emerging stars that isn't there a party that feels like, man, we must do a better job getting these guys out there. Like, I'm just looking at some of the vote getters, Mike Trout, Mookie Betts, Vladdy Guerrero Jr., even in the NL, like when Tatis is healthy, like, you know, Pete Alonso, like we are in a time right now where there's a lot of big superstars, but again, I think Major League Baseball fails to really propel them.
Well, it's also the drama, right, of the NBA, like we said.
Yeah.
The star power. They're on social media all the time. They're putting themselves out there.
I'm going to upset.
We feel like we know these players more as a result. The NFL, the offseason's always hot. Again, filled with drama. People putting their opinions out there. Baseball is a little too buttoned up and too many old rules that get in the way.
But you know what also? I think also, Camino, because you and I are big baseball fans.
Yeah.
I think a lot of it has to do also, we grew up in New York. And if you grew up in New York, it's a baseball town, right?
Of course.
I hate this because my worst fear would be the Mets finally make it to the World Series and lose to the Yankees again. But I feel like the greatest matchup, I mean, sorry, Dodgers fans, I know this will hurt your feelings, but if the Mets are healthy in the pitching department, the best matchup that baseball could ever ask for is, what does that Yankees lineup do versus a healthy Max Scherzer and Jacob DeGrom?
I saw Pete Alonso came out publicly and said that it'd be great for baseball if that happened. But again, the last time they were in the World Series together,
it was a snooze fest.
It was so weak.
It was bad. And you know what? Because it was
so anticlimactic. It was something we all fantasized about as kids. Yeah. Like, imagine if the Mets and the Yankees, and it happened. It was weak sauce.
And it weak for you. Mets lost.
But that was the Yankees as excitement
of the Yankee
involved.
Of the Yankees dynasty. That was their one like 80 something win team. It was even like an off year for that dynasty, and it just stunk. So hey, I think.
Could be good for baseball.
It could be good for baseball.
Even
though you and I would be at odds for 2 weeks. But, man, what are you going to do? Hey, Covino and Rich in for Doug Gottlieb. And we have more next right here on Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from managing manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call. And with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
We are the voice of NASCAR.
The green flag is in the air, and we are underway. The Great American Race.
The Motor Racing Network. NASCAR Cup, Xfinity, and Craftsman Truck Series Racing. Live on your hometown radio station and MRN or NASCAR.com. Martinsville, Talladega, the Chicago Street Course. We have the side-by-side action and last lap passes for the win.
Photo finishes, Ryan Blaney will win.
The voice of NASCAR, the Motor Racing Network.
Oh my God!
What?
I have a random story that we could end with if you want. Kavino and Rich in for Doug Gottlieb at Kavino and Rich, and you could always chime in at Fox Sports Radio, social media. Ex-Yankee pitcher.
Yeah.
I don't know where else he played. You remember the career path of Kyle Farnsworth?
Well, that's a good one. You give me a little on the spot, on the road again?
On the road again.
Wow.
Kyle Farnsworth.
I don't know. I'm thinking he was a Ranger maybe or something.
Let's see. Let me take a look.
Is he a Cub?
He was a Cubby. He was a Cubby.
Good one.
He went around the league. He's been around.
He was a Cubs reliever, but he was also likes to fight guy. He was a guy that would hit guys, that would show up a little bit, you know.
For sure. I know that part of his reputation, no doubt. But his like resume, that's a good one.
Well, it's a tough one. I'll tell you why. Because he's been on a lot of teams. Cubbies, Detroit, Atlanta, Yankees, Detroit again, Kansas City, Atlanta again, Tampa, Pittsburgh. I don't even remember.
So he played for every team that I met, except for the one I mentioned.
You had a 1-in-30 chance, and he played for like 9 teams, and you mentioned
pretty good on the road again, though. It's a game we play often on Kavino and Rich.
He played 16 years in the bigs. Not great stats, but he was around. He got around. But the only reason I bring him up, if you go on TMZ Sports, Kyle Farnsworth reveals insanely jacked physique. He's a bodybuilder now, but I'm not talking like, yo, he did some CrossFit. Jason, look at the pictures. If anyone just find their way to TMZ Sports, look at Kyle Farnsworth, Kavino.
Yo, he's jacked. His abs got abs. Woo. Oh, wow. Yeah, he really is jacked.
Like, not a little bit. So, a very rare bathroom selfie, says Kyle on Twitter. 4 days out of my first bodybuilding competition?
Bathroom selfie. Hey, can I go on my little rant, though, while we take phone calls on this?
You've seen some big linemen. When they retire, they get all, you know, slim. They're all like, you know, they change their physique. But this guy was an MLB pitcher, and he looks like someone that is in one of those competitions.
Well, you know what, man? Like you said just now, it could go one of two ways. So he's choosing to get jacked and become a bodybuilder. And then the alternative is, like, have you seen Carlos Beltran recently? Dude got big.
He likes empanadas.
Yeah.
Seriously. Don't you, Carlos?
So, you know, he looks fit. That's great. But I want to make a point, because you're talking about his bathroom selfie.
Yeah.
I've made this point before, but clearly I've got to make it again. If you're on that Kyle Farnsworth trajectory, because it's jawline season, you know, you're trying to get in shape.
Yeah.
Here in LA especially, it's the worst. Again, we're East Coast guys, but we're here in LA.
trying to maintain, really. That's all Rich and I are really trying to do. Trying to maintain. Trying to stay TV ready. Right? I'm doing the curls for the girls.
I went to the gym yesterday, but you know what else I did? I went to Taco Bell after our Sunday night Fox show.
Yeah, balance. You know, I'm on the pec deck. The pecs for the sex. Oh, yeah. So I'm just trying to do my thing. And as our old pal Spot would say, it's a workout bench, not a text bench. I see more people texting and doing gym selfies than there should be. It's like, I'm here to work out, not be a part of your photo shoot. That has to stop. It really does, because it comes back to this age-old question that you and I pose. Are you sharing or bragging? Like, why do people post this stuff all the time? Here's my gym workout bathroom selfie. How full of yourself do you have to be? And that's coming from an egomaniac.
So you don't want to see this girl's squat routine? Look at that.
Well, now that's
right. So everyone, now you're going to pick and choose. You can't pick and choose. You can't say no gym selfies unless you're hot in the eyes of Steve Covino.
That's a good point. No, but seriously, though, like, it's really a problem, dude. It's like we used to be considered guys with big egos. I would never do something like that, even if I was ripped like Kyle Farnsworth.
Well,
it's gone overboard.
Go to the gym. Wherever you go to the gym, you will see at least one person sneaking a gym selfie or someone recording their workout.
I mean, women here in LA got ring lights at the gym. It's like, yo, seriously? Yeah, I'm just trying to do a quick workout.
To answer your question, though, is it sharing or bragging? It's definitely bragging. And my favorite woman selfie, and I don't mean to be sexist here, but it's when they take a picture of themselves and they're popping out of their dress. And their comment is, my hair is a little frizzy today. Yeah, no, yeah, we're definitely looking at your hair. Oh, yeah, good point. Yeah.
Yeah. Save the turtles. No one's looking. No one cares about. Oh, there's a turtle in that photo? I didn't even notice.
What was that? The old picture that's like a 10-year-old meme where it's a girl crossing a street, but there's a dog driving the car, but no one notices the dog.
Jeez.
No, it's but true. I was joking my wife because there's one pose in particular. I'm like, babe, if you ever do this, I'm going to hate you. Please don't do this. When women post a photo where they're like trying to be quirky and biting their tongue or lip, like they do this like tongue biting thing. I don't even know what that is.
I want to just make it clear, and I'm glad you answered, Jason. Before you post anything, you have to think before you post, right? We see it burn a lot of people in sports. People just say stupid things. It gets them in trouble.
If you think people think before they post, you don't know social media.
Think before you talk. Think before you post. Ask yourself this. Are you sharing or bragging?
Same with vacation photos.
Yeah. Are you look, I understand sometimes you want to flex a little bit. But are you sharing or bragging? I feel like people are just so way into themselves and full of themselves on a whole different level where it's like, wow.
Hey, so where are we living now? What are you going to change it?
Kyle Farnsworth, bodybuilder.
Now, when you're at the gym later and you're doing a Kyle Farnsworth flex, just know you're not alone. Covino sees it every day. All right. It's been fun filling in for Gottlieb, and let me just tell you about Bet Rivers real quick. Check out the latest lines from the world of sports at Bet Rivers Sportsbook. Bet Rivers is the trusted name in online sports betting. Got to be 21. Must be present in Colorado, Illinois, Indiana, and Pennsylvania to play. Gambling problem? Call 800-GAMBLER. We'll see you guys next time. Covino and Rich, arrivederci, baby.
See you in the promised land.
Have a good day, everybody.
Goodbye, guys.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Thank you. I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
We are the voice of NASCAR.
The green flag is in the air, and we are underway. The Great American Race.
The Motor Racing Network. NASCAR Cup, Xfinity, and Craftsman Truck Series Racing. Live on your hometown radio station and MRN or NASCAR.com. Martinsville, Talladega, the Chicago Street Course. We have the side-by-side action and last lap passes for the win.
Photo finishes. Ryan Blaney will win.
The voice of NASCAR. The Motor Racing Network. Work.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.